Here's why I feel a sense of urgency for increasing our food self-reliance. We need to be able to grow our own food because they're going to weaponize food restrictions against us. And when I saw the news that Amazon is building a network of grocery stores across America, I mean, you know, beyond Whole Foods, just regular grocery stores, I knew things were getting bad. So here's what's happening. So Jeff Bezos and Amazon are rolling out grocery stores across California right now, and they're planning them in every other state, and they're going to use their near monopoly position with suppliers of products in order to dominate the food supply chain and drive other grocers out of business. And this is what they have done online, of course, but also they've driven brick and mortar stores out of business, such as Barnes & Noble and, you know, many other retailers because of the online marketplace. Now they're going to do this with grocery stores. And this is not simple capitalism or entrepreneurship. There is a nefarious agenda at work behind this. And that is an agenda of control. Amazon does business with the NSA and the CIA and the Pentagon. They get a lot of their money from spooks and the deep state. Jeff Bezos owns the Washington Post, which is the deep state propaganda mouthpiece that spreads lies and disinformation to destroy America. That is their mission. They're not even hiding it anymore. They're driving all other companies out of business and taking over every space that they can think of, including, by the way, pharmaceuticals. So Amazon's long-term goal is to be one corporation that provides your drugs, your food, your books, your movies and entertainment, your personal care products and supplies and nutritional supplements and everything that you can think of. That's what Amazon wants to do. And all by one corporation that keeps a log file of everything you search for on Amazon, everything you purchase, and everything you watch, you know, in terms of movies and TV shows through Amazon Prime and so on. Now, if you can't see the danger in this, you know, you're asleep, because this is even more dangerous than Google, because Google doesn't control your access to food. Whereas Amazon, as they are going to become high profit partners of Big Pharma, Amazon wants to be in the drug business and then also the vaccine business. They will use their grocery stores to enforce vaccine mandates. So once they have enough dominance over the food supply, they will then announce things like, oh, hey, you're not allowed to buy food in our stores unless you have a vaccine passport, which proves that you have taken all the latest vaccines. You know, they're going to be up to version 8 coronavirus vaccine by that time. You have to have all 8 vaccines before you can buy tacos or whatever at our store. This is the way it's going. Food, or I should say restrictions on food, will be weaponized against the American people. And Amazon will run the vaccine passport also. You know, Amazon's becoming far more dangerous than Google or even Microsoft. And remember, the founder of Microsoft wants to kill billions of human beings, massive depopulation. But Amazon is even more evil. So what else is Amazon doing? Well, they have Amazon delivery vans that are carrying cameras on the outside. The corners of the vans have cameras, and the goal is to monitor and record everything that's happening in all the neighborhoods and private driveways and so on of all the homes all across America. So anybody that gets a Amazon delivery is going to have a van video recording their entryway and their neighborhood. And if you're walking down the street, walking your dog or something, you're going to be on video. And then Amazon will combine that with facial recognition. And this is how they will roll out the surveillance police state. They'll start creating a real-time map of people who are spotted by their cameras. Now, the vans are just the beginning. because where Amazon is really taking this is drone delivery. And the drones are, of course, equipped with cameras. And the whole point of the drones is not really to deliver your packages. That's just the excuse. The real mission is total real-time surveillance of all the American private residences and homes, buildings, commercial addresses, apartment buildings, and everything. They want to be able to have a real-time spy network of surveillance, and they're going to use the Amazon drones and the Amazon vans. Now, if that's not enough, they have a new Amazon security drone that's being announced that will fly around inside your home. Okay? It's shaped like a square. It's maybe 10 inches square, and it's got four drone props inside the square. And this sucker flies around your house and does surveillance patrol monitoring. So, of course, it has a video camera, and it's going to be mapping everything inside your home. What do you think it's going to be looking for? Oh, AR-15s, right? Guns, contraband, bumper stickers that are not allowed, you know, books on your shelf that are contraband, such as the Bible. So they're going to have a drone flying around your house, like flagging if it sees a Bible. And then at the same time, of course, it's also going to be building a map of when you're home and when you're not, and how many children you have or how many pets you have and what they do, and building behavioral patterns and databases of what's inside the private homes. And this is in addition to the Amazon doorbell. What's that called? Ring, I think. And also the Amazon video cameras that you can mount in your bedroom to watch you undress, that then make recommendations for clothing and fashion accessories. And that already exists as well. And people actually buy those. Oh, and then Alexa, of course, which is listening to everything that you're saying. Alexa is listening. So people who are buying these products are installing an Amazon surveillance infrastructure network inside their own homes. And then the Amazon drones and the Amazon vans are going to cover the surveillance outside the homes, even covering homes that do not participate in Amazon deliveries. You could just be next door to somebody that's getting Amazon deliveries. Just being next door means, you know, you're going to get wrapped up into that as well. Now, an important question in all of this: does Amazon have any morals or ethics? And the answer is no. In fact, corporations typically lack all morals and ethics, just depends on the corporation. But corporations might be accurately described, at least the large ones, as sociopaths, because they have sociopathic behavior, anti-society, anti-human behavior. This is the way they behave. They are a beast system, and their only goal is total domination of the world. This is what Amazon is seeking to do. This is what Jeff Bezos wants to do, is achieve total domination. Run the food system, run the grocery stores, run the pharmaceuticals, run the spy networks, run the back-end infrastructure for the CIA, run the drones, run the transportation delivery systems, warehouse fulfillment systems, everything. And then they're also manufacturing their own Amazon products as well. So you talk about a company that needs to be broken up. I mean, it's long overdue to break up, say, Google and Facebook and so on. But what about Amazon? How much control over our lives is Amazon going to accumulate before somebody takes action at the government level and, you know, breaks them apart? Antitrust actions. It's incredible. So getting to solutions, what are some things that you can do to help prevent Amazon from dominating the world? And, you know, the real answer there is to, if you can, extricate yourself from the Amazon system and attempt to not purchase from them, which I know is very, very difficult. There are still small items that I purchase from Amazon as well. Because, again, they've dominated the marketplace. They are a monopoly. Sometimes you can't find, you know, small office supplies or whatever, because Amazon has shut down the Office Depots and the Office Max stores and so on. So where do you go? But whenever you can, when you're making a large purchase, really make an effort to make that purchase somewhere else. So for example, for computer equipment, you could purchase from, let's say, CDW.com or Newegg.com. You know, you could check them out. I found that I could purchase shelving organization supplies from a Midwestern retailer called Menards, M-E-N-A-R-D-S, and it was a fraction of the price of what Amazon was charging, and they would ship it to me in Texas. I've been purchasing, well, my company has been purchasing servers directly from Dell. You know, instead of buying Dell servers on Amazon, just cut out Amazon and just go directly to Dell in that case. But whatever you're purchasing, and you know, also, I know you support healthrangerstore.com and all our food and supplements, but you know, we can't compete, obviously, with the millions of products that Amazon delivers. And they have warehouses in every state, so they pay almost nothing for shipping, which is an incredible advantage that they've acquired now as a monopoly. So we do the best we can, and I appreciate you supporting what we do offer. We have about 600 to maybe 700 products in our store, but you know, Amazon has probably 6 million or something like that. Who knows? So there are really only a limited number of things that you can do, but try to support local retailers as well. If you can, you know, go out and support local restaurants, especially the ones that will serve more clean food, maybe some organics, maybe some smoothies, things like that. Support the local retailers. The mom and pop shops, especially, not the big franchise stores. I'm not saying go out and support Walmart because they're much the same model as Amazon, just not as dominant anymore. But support the local shops and support the local artisans. If there's anybody in your local area that makes something, you know, that manufactures something or grows food, support them. Because guess what, folks? At the end of the day, when this economic debt bomb collapses, what are you going to be left with? You're going to be left with the local businesses that you were able to support. And that's it. Those are going to be the ones that are still in business. And you're going to have to depend on them for, you know, whatever. Tractor parts or car parts or you know, food crops or whatever. Medical services, you name it. Everybody that's out of business is, you know, they're gone. You're not going to have that option. And this is why self-reliance is so important. Now, getting back to food, as you know, I'm investigating hydroponic food grow systems, in this case, a tower format. And I'll be bringing you information about that in the months ahead, because it does take a couple of months to really grow a lot of food on a hydroponic system, at least to get it started. Once it's going, you can have food every day, but you got to have, you know, the initial sprouting and growing and everything, and that takes time. But I tell you what, I'm convinced that we need to be as self-reliant as possible with our own groceries. And I know there are some things that, well, a lot of things that you can't grow in a hydroponic system. You can't grow butter, for example, but you can grow other things that you could barter with a local dairy farm, perhaps, that can actually provide butter or cheese or milk, you know, raw milk, preferably. And if you don't have something to barter with in terms of food, you know, gold and silver. Gold and silver are the universal barter items. In a collapse, would a dairy farm accept silver coins in exchange for raw milk? You bet they would. You'd probably get all kinds of milk for those silver coins. Because the value, the actual purchase barter value of the gold and silver is going to skyrocket. So that's my take on the Amazon situation and their desire to control food supplies and grocery stores. This is a really important time to make sure that you support your local grocers. Do not shop at Amazon grocery stores, which means do not shop at Whole Foods, by the way. Whole Foods is a racket anyway, totally dishonest. They sell a lot of toxic, polluted crap. They don't care about the cleanliness of their foods, in my opinion. Just a horrible place to shop at. It's all illusion. They don't care about you. They just care about their profits, especially since Amazon bought them. So support your local grocers, even if they don't have the same selection. You got to keep them in business or they won't be there when you need them. So thanks for listening. That's my report on Amazon and food sustainability.